there is a din of, there is an institution of Yerusha. When a person dies, all of his assets go be Yerusha to his children, to his Yerusha. So the Tosfos on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph raises an issue: is there a din of Yerusha on Knas? So after Hamada Bedin, for sure there is a din of Yerusha. That's a Beferish Gemang Ksubas Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. It sounds like it says there. Tosfos quotes it. Sounds like it says that after Hamada Bedin, Knas is treated the same as Mammon with respect to Mammon who. L'horisha l'banot. What I mean, before Hamada Bedin, Knas has a special status. Hamada Beknas is Potter. After Hamada Bedin, you no longer apply that rule. Hamada Beknas is Potter. So before Hamada Bedin, it sounds in the Gemara that Knas would not go over Birusha to the children. But the father doesn't really have it yet. He has a schus to get the Knas, but he doesn't really own it yet. Let's say if I lent money to somebody, so the money that I earned belonged to me, and then I lend it to someone else, so the other person owes me a debt, he owes me a chov. So the Gemara says that a chov goes birusha, that we know. A debt goes birusha to the children. But over here, the knas, since Ma'ariv knas is potter, so it would appear as if, Ma'ariv knas is potter up until Hamad Bedin, it would appear as if the... if someone owes me a knas, it's not that it already exists as a debt. After Hamad Bedin, then it exists as a debt. You have to have Bezdin declare that there's a chiyuv knas. Before Hamad Bedin, I have a schus mammon to be mabed him bedin. And it sounds from the Gemara and Ksuvos as if that schus mammon doesn't go birusha to the children. So that was Tosfos' problem. How does it correspond to our Gemara? There is a tshuva in Igras Moshe where Moshe discusses a topic that's raised by the Tzais HaChoshen and Avnei Nezer and earlier in Rishonim. When I want to give a gift to somebody who's not here, so I give the gift to someone who is here and will employ the principle of Zochel Yadam Shalei Befano, so he'll be kinder for the one who's not here. So the Gemara says, when we notify the other party that we accepted, that somebody accepted a gift on his behalf, so the Gemara says, in Chulin, Daf Mem, in the end of Avot Basra, the Gemara says that he has the option to cancel the whole thing. If he's Tzavach Metchil Leviatzov, if he rejects the idea of receiving the gift, if his initial reaction is, his instinctive reaction is, that he doesn't want the gift, then you don't apply Zochel Yadam Shalei Befano Bal Korchai. Then he's not kind of the gift. If initially he says, that's very nice, I appreciate that, and then later on he changes his mind and he says, I don't want it, so then the Gemara says, the Zochel Yadam Shalei Befano already set in, and if he wants to get rid of it, he has to be mafkarit or be maknit to someone else. But if his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it, then he undoes the whole Zochel Yadam Shalei Befano. So the Rav Moshe and the Ktzois and the Avnei Nezer and the Rishonim a little bit raise a question: what does that mean? Does that mean that he's only kind of the gift if and when he says he likes it? When he finds out about it, he's not really kind of the gift now. If he finds out about it later on, then it's chal lemafreya. Then it's chal lemafreya. The Gemara says that it's chal lemafreya. Or should you say, no, there is no such thing as being chal lemafreya. How can it be that his expression of das later accomplishes that he should be kind of the gift retroactively? It doesn't make any sense. Maybe the pshat is no, that it's kind of the gift, take it from miyad b'shaito. But he has the option to be moicha later on. If he says he doesn't want it, he undoes the gift. My nafkamina, so the nafkamina would be, what if he never finds out about the fact that we were mizakeh a gift to him? What if he never finds out about it? No, he never finds out, doesn't have it. So what's the difference? So the difference is, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein discusses, halacha l'maisa, we adopted a non-Jewish child and we converted that child. And then so the Gemara says you can convert a non-Jewish baby based on the principle of Zochel Yadam Shalei Befano. And then later on, when the child grows up, we tell them they were adopted, but we never tell them that they were converted. We never notify them at all that we employed the principle of Zochel Yadam Shalei Befano. So the Gemara says, if we do notify them, and then upon hearing that we will megayer them, the moiche, so then the Gemara says, yigdili yichalim limchot. If they find out about it, and they say, we don't want this act of zchiyah on our behalf. So it turns out, they were never Jewish. If they find out about it and they say they're happy, they want to remain Jewish, or good. So it's a Goyim Muslim, my friend, they were always Jewish. What if you never tell them? And they die before they ever find out. So let's say we adopted and we converted a non-Jewish girl. Then she grows up and she gets married and she has children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She dies before she ever finds out. So do we say she was never Jewish? And all of her descendants are not Jewish? Or do we say no? He was Jewish. If later on the person wants to be moicha, they can undo the zochin. But it's not that you need the idea later to accomplish that the zchir should be chalam afreya. This is the shayla. So the Avnei Nezer claims that he has a chidushi haran and bava basra, that it works retroactively. That if the person never finds out, so the zchir doesn't get off the ground. The Ktzais was not aware of this chidushi haran. Apparently, it wasn't printed. It wasn't printed until recently. So the Ktzais claims that that's impossible. He says there's a machlokes abai verove in Eilu Metzias about Yerushalayim Midas, but Yerushalayim Midas habi Yerushalayim habi Yerush. So he says that according to Abai, that Yerushalayim Midas habi Yerush means that if I find out later on that now I didn't know that I lost the Aveda yet. But the Umdir and the Muchach has it that if I would have known that I lost the Aveda, I would have been Misyayish. And then later on, when I actually find out about it, that I lost the Aveda, then I am Misyayish. The Abai's opinion is that the Das of Yush that I express later is Chalam Afreya. And we don't accept Abai's opinion. It's not, wait a minute, that's the Yud of Yalkagam. So Rava holds, Yushalami Das, have a Yush, and we don't accept the Rava's opinion, we pass like Abai. The Yerushalayim Midas loy have a Yerush. So what does it mean that there is no such thing? That's what the Ktzais HaChoshen says. There is no such thing as expressing Das later. The Das from later is going to have an effect that's going to be Chalam Afreya. Could even be that even Rava, who says the Yerushalayim Midas have a Yerush, also never meant to say that the Das that's expressed later can take effect Lamafreya. Maybe that Rava also, there is no such thing as Das later. Could be that there's a different shot than Rava also, but for sure we pass on halacha lamaisi yush lamidas lo have a yush. So that's what the Ktzais Tain is, that you cannot. It's impossible to say that by every case of zach leam shleibefanov, when a person later on expresses his das that he's happy about the zechia, that it accomplishes that the kinyan is chal retroactively. There is no such thing as das later on accomplishing achalos lamafreya. So the Tzais claims that it cannot be what the Avnei Nezer says in the name of the Chiddush HaRan Bava Basra. It cannot be, that's impossible. It has to be that Zochin is Chal now. And Yichol Limchos, when the person finds out about it, the one on whose behalf we did the act of Zechiah, when he finds out about it, he can be Meichel later on. So this is a Machlek. Tzais says it's impossible. And the Avnei Nezer says, not that it's impossible. It is. It is. It's not only that it's possible. He says he has a Chiddush HaRan, that it is so. So Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva about this. In the context of the Gemara. So Moshe quotes a Gemara in the first Perek in Gittin. The Gemara has a discussion. I give you $100 to be kind on behalf of Pliny, and I say, Zechei ba'ad Pliny. So you say, fine. Then how's Pliny going to get the money? So I say, do me a favor. You're going to Philadelphia anyway. Go give him the money that you were just out of him. So till you go to Philadelphia, it takes you a month. By the time you come to Philadelphia, it comes out that Pliny died. So, and we ascertain he died after the time. If it turns out that he was already not alive at the time that you did the zochin, so it never got off the ground from day number one. Pliny was never kaina; he was dead already. He can't be zochin for a dead person. But if it turns out that he was alive at the time that you did the zochin, the only thing is he died in between the act of zechiah and the time that you go to deliver the money to him. So then the Gemara says he nasa in the Yerushalayim. So Moshe Feinstein Tain is. But if the pshat is the way the Avnei Nezer quotes in the name of the Chiddush HaRan, that the das that he expresses later on when he finds out about the act of Zochin is Chalam Afreya, it accomplishes that the kinya takes effect retroactively. So here the fellow never found out about it. He died before he ever found out about it. So you see, Beferish HaGemar in Gittin, the end of the first parak in Gittin, the most unlikely place one would have thought of. That's not one of the famous sugyas of Zochin. So Ramosha says on Afani Gemara that the act of Zechiah takes effect immediately, and later on the fellow has the ability to be Moicha. If he's dead, so he's not going to be Moicha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not necessarily a proof, a conclusive proof. He thought one could li'olam, one can learn like the Avnei Nezer b'shem Chidushi Haran. The Ran is a Rishon. How did the Ran say against the Gemara Gittin? So he said li'olam, one can say that the das that's expressed later on has the ability to make affect the kinyan l'mafreya. But the one on whose behalf you were zeicha the $100 has already a schus now. He has a schus mamon. If we will megayra a little baby, so the baby has the ability later, when the baby will grow up, they can say, we're happy about the fact that you were megayra us, and this will accomplish that the geirus will be chala mafre. And if it's mamon, so the person on whose behalf we were kinda we were zeicha the mamon has the ability to say later on, I'm happy about the kinyan, and the kinyan will be chala mafre. So this is a schus mamon that the person has. By the geirus, what are you going to say? It's a schus that the person has. Have the ability to say, okay, a schus, okay. So schus and a mitzvah. But by the mamon, it's also a schus. And the halacha says, perhaps that's what the Gemara in Gittin is saying. The halacha says that when an individual dies, not only all the mamon that he has goes b'yerusha, not only all the chiyuvim that people owe him debts go b'yerusha, even if he has a schus mamon, the schus mamon also goes b'yerusha. So the... when I go to that Medina, when I go to Philadelphia and I find out that the fellow is not alive, then I, not automatically that it goes birusha to the children. I tell the children, I was zeicha $100 on behalf of your father, and your father is no longer alive. What do you say? Are you interested in $100 or not? So just like the father had the schus to say, I'm interested, and that would accomplish that the kinyan would be chalam afreya. So the Yarshin be, they don't, not that they Yarshin the money. No, the father didn't have it yet. The Yarshin, the father had a schus mom. So that schus goes be rusha to the children. So the children now have that schus. So if they say they want this matana, so then it'll be a gloy milsalam afreya, that the matana will be chalam afreya. But this will only be by a zochin of mamon. But let's say by a zochin of geirus, it will be megayra, a little baby girl, and then she'll grow up and get, and we'll never tell her that she was converted. She'll grow up and get married and have children and grandchildren, then she's going to die and she'll never find out about it. So you can't say that the schus that she had goes birusha to her children. She has a lot of children and grandchildren. So some of them will say, you want to be Jewish? Some of them will say, we don't want to be Jewish. So they say, oh, well, each one yarshins the schus. So each child and grandchild has the ability to say yes or to say no. No, that's not a schus mamet, that's a psa. In the area of Yisrael, that's different. It's not shaykh to go birusha. Mammon is goes birusha to the children. So maybe that case in the Gemara Gitz, because the schus mammon goes birusha. So that's a shiloh over here. The way Taisus read, the simple reading of the Gemara Ksubis on Daf Mem Beis on the base is that knas before Hamadah Bedin doesn't go birusha. Because knas before Hamadah Bedin is Maida B'knas Pata, so that shows that there isn't even a chiyuv yet. It's just that the other party, the nignab, to whom I owe the kefal, he has a schus to be mamon be l'din. And then, after the bezel will make namar b'din, then there'll exist a chiyuv. So it sounds really more that a schus mamon doesn't go birusha. Only actual chiyuv mamon goes birusha. The schus to create a chiyuv mamon doesn't go birusha. Let's say I buy a lottery ticket, and I die before they have the drawing, and then it turns out that I win. So I'm dead. I can't win. So what are you going to say? It doesn't go birusha to my children. For sure it goes birusha to the children. No, I had a schus. When you buy lottery tickets, you have a schus to take that moment. So l'chur, the schus moment also goes birusha. So that's why the Riyah Lovon, Tosis here is bothered with the stira. The Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Mem Beis on the basis that knas before Hamadah Bedin does not go birusha, and the simple reading of Agamara absolutely contradicts it. It said, Pasha to reading Agamara's Fakir. So Tosis' first suggestion is Vishlama the Rabbi Rab Nachman the Achalaislu Sugi Dahas. Machlekes HaSugis. Our Sugi holds that Oda Marish Knas Lebon. It does go Birusha. The Riyah Lovan found it so difficult to believe that it shouldn't go Birusha. He says he denies the Gemara Ksubis. He says the Gemara Ksubis doesn't exist. There is no such Gemara. What does he do? He crosses out the Girsa. No, he reinterpreted the whole Gemara. He says the Gemara there is talking about a different topic. Very sharp. He says if you look in the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about a different topic. The Gemara is talking about the institution of Asham Gezelos. There are six Ashamas. One of them is Asham Gezelos, otherwise known as Shavuos HaPikodin. There's a perek in Shavuos that's called Perek Shavuos HaPikodin. So that has all the dinim of Asham Gezelos. So what's the din of Shavuos HaPikodin? If I confront you and I say, look here, you owe me $1,000, I want you to pay the money. You deny that you owe the money. I say, but you're lying, it's not true, I want you to pay. And you swear. Tosis on the first daf in Merubah quoted from the Gemara later that the institution of Shavuos HaPikudon doesn't require that it should be dafka Shavuos HaDayon. Even if you're kofer hakol, and the Bezin would not have administered a Shavuot to you, but if you are kofat v'nishba, you volunteer the Shavuot on your own. So Tosis quoted from the Gemara later on Agoizel that there would still be a din of Hashem Gzeilas of Shavuos HaPikudon. So what's the din? If you swore falsely, I say you owe me $1,000 and you deny it. I say, how can you lie? You really owe me the money. And then you swear, kofetz v'nishba, hishbiyu adayon, it doesn't matter. And then later on you admit that you swore falsely. So the din is you have to give me back the $1,000, that's elementary. Then you have to add on choymish. What does it mean a choymish? Choymish means what we would call 25%. You have to pay me $1,250. 25% of the keren is called choymish. Why is it called chaimish? Because when you make out the check for $1,250, so $250 is one-fifth of the total check, total sum of the check. That's what we call 25%, not 20%. And then, after you give the keren, then you're able to bring the Hashem Gzeilus and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara there in Ksuba says, what if the topic that we're talking about is a knas? I confront you and I say, you owe me $1,000 of kefil. That you stole $1,000 from me and you paid me the keren, but you never paid the kefil. You swear falsely that you don't owe me any kefil. You swear that you don't owe me the kefil. What would have been the din if you would have admitted that you do owe me the kefil? So Moedah B'Knas is Potter. You wouldn't be Mechuyim. So the only time there's a din of, that's what Reb Shimon says, the only time there's an institution of Shavuos HaPikudon, that if you swore falsely, the Torah adds a penalty that you have to add chaymish and you have to bring Hashem Gzeilos. That's only in such a moment, such a type of a chiyuv moment, that if you would have admitted when I confront you and I asked you, do you owe me $1,000? If you would have admitted that you owe me the $1,000, you would have had to pay. Hadoz Baldin Kameidim Dami, you would have had to pay. So then because you denied it, so the Torah adds, and you swore falsely, the Torah adds a penalty, you have to add chaymish and you have to bring Hashem Gzeilos. But if it's in the area of Knas, if you would have admitted that you owe the money, so we would have said, by the B'Knas is Potter. So then we don't add that penalty. That's where Rabbi Kevega wrote that Ayin Dalar Mebeis in a similar fashion. From the Mishnah, you see that if there's a dechod on Knas, you don't say the dechod is Machai B'Shvua. And if the fellow has been ascertained to be a ganav, let's say two witnesses testify Shaganav. So we got him. So he's going to have to pay keren and kefil. Then Eid Echad testifies that Tovah HaMachar. So Eid Echad testifies Tovah HaMachar. Eid Echad is usually, and the Ganef denies it. So usually whenever Eid Echad testifies somebody owes money, so the person has to swear the Hakrish SOA to contradict the Eid. But over here we wouldn't allow the person to swear because he's been established as a Ganef. We have two witnesses say they're Ganef. So what's the din? Whenever the person is mechuyim shvua and he's unable to swear because he's choshed ala shvua, so connect the nishba v'naitel. So the toveah will swear and he'll be mitzi the moment. So Rabbi Kevega asked, for the Mishnah would appear that whole din doesn't apply. How come? So he says pashut why. He quotes a taisvus on daf mem aleph mem beis that the only time he said that eid echad is mechayiv shvua is in a case of mammon when the eid echad says you owe the man $1,000. So if he would admit to the words of the Eid Echad, he would have had to pay. So then we say, since he's not admitting, so we require that he should swear to contradict the Eid Echad. But here, if the Eid Echad says that you owe him dalad vehei, so if he's going to admit that he owes the money, somebody moedah b'knas is potter. The Eid Echad is not enough to be mechayiv. The Eid Echad is enough to coax him to admit. But here, if he's going to admit, so he'll be potter, moedah b'knas is potter. So the whole institution of Shavuos Eid Echad doesn't apply in a case of knas. That was the Gilyan Hashas and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. So that's basically what the Gemara says, a little similar, it's not identical. That's what the Gemara says in Ksuvah, Staf, Mem, Beis, Amud Beis. Reb Shimon the Tana says like that, that the whole parasha of Hashem Gzeilos doesn't apply in a situation of Knas. So what happens if it's not a case of Knas? What if it started off as Knas, but by now it's already Mammon? Let's say a case of Aynis and Mefata and Motzi Shamra, a case of Kefel Dalet Vehei. So originally it started off as Knas. Kefel Dalet Vehei was Knas. Then we already made a Hamad Abedin. After Hamad Abedin, so Hamad Abedin Knas Potter no longer applies. So we treat the Knas as if Mikan Lahabot's Mammon. So if the fellow is going to admit I say, look, you owe me $1,000 for kefal daladay. If he's going to admit that it's true, that it was already omad bedin, and he owes the money, then he will be chayv. We won't say moed beknas potel. We'll say hadas badin kemeidim dami. They'll have to pay. So the Gemara says there, Reb Shimon the Tana says over there, that even in such a case where it's already after hamod bedin, and the fellow denies that he owes the money, then later on he admits that he swore falsely, he will not add on chaimish, and there will not be a din of shuas apikod. He won't bring the Hashem Gzevas. Why not? Because of his ikara knas. Because the original, I'm asking you to pay me the kefal dal v'hei. The onus of mafatim oitzi shemra money. So this chiyav mamon originally started out as a knas. The relationship between you and me started out as a knas, and later on it was converted into a regular chiyav after hamad b'din. So since this chiyav is ikara knas, so there's no din of shvuas hapikot. Why? Because the parsha says, how does it say in the end of parsha's Vayikra? B'pikotin b'kichesh b'miso nefesh kisimam mal b'ashem v'chot b'shgoga. No. So the Chumash gives you all these examples. These are all ikara moment. It started off as moment from the beginning to the end. If it would have started off as knas, then converted into moment in midway, because we made hamad bedin, that's not dumya the pikadon, the kro. The pasuk gives you all of the mishalim to tell you that every case of shvuas pikadon has to be dumya the pikadon. So then the Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim." When do you say that since it was ikaro knas, since it started off as knas, even though you already had a hamad bedin, it was converted into mamon. So there's still no din of shvuas hapikadon on it. Even though now if he would be moideh, he would have to pay. But this chiyav mamon doesn't lend itself to shvuas hapikadon. So that's only eitzel the father. Let's say ayo the father kefal dalad bay. And then he made a hamad bedin, so the knas was converted into mamon. What happens if the father, the nignav, dies, and the zchus to collect the kefal dal v'hei goes over to the yorshim? So now my relationship with the yorshim from day number one started off as mamon, because the father died, and the chov mamon went over to the children after the hamad bedin. From day number one, my shaychus with the yorshim was b'toras mamon. So then the Gemara says, in such a case, there would be a chiyav shvuas hapikot. But it's not that the Gemara never said that Knas doesn't go Birusha, only Mammon goes Birusha. No. Knas would also go Birusha. But it would be Tchilosa, it would be Ikora Knas Legabi the Yorshim. If the Chi of Mammon began, my relationship with the Yorshim began when the Chi of Knas was still Bataras Knas, before Hamad Bedin, it'll go Birusha. They'll have to make a Hamad Bedin, and then they'll be able to convert it into Mammon. They'll be able to collect it. But if I'll deny later on that I owe them that Knas that was converted into Mammon after Hamad Bedin, and I'll swear falsely, then there won't be a din of Shvuas HaPikadon by the Yorshim, just like there wouldn't have been a din of Shvuas HaPikadon by the father after Hamad Bedin, because it was Ikara Knas, because it's not Dumi at the Pikadon. That's what Diri Alovin claims. He says, if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, that's all it's talking about there in Ksubas Daflam Beis. The Gemara never said that ain't on a Marish Knas Lebat. What we're just talking about is it Ikoro Knas or is it Ikoro Mammon? So if the father died after Hamad Bedin, the Chiv that I have taught the Yorshim is Ikoro Mammon. It started, my relationship with the Yorshim started from day number one, Betoris Mammon, and then there would be a din of Shvuas HaPikadon. That's how the Ri Alovin reinterpreted the whole Gemara. That's a fantastic shot. But the other Balei HaTosfos assumed that the simple reading of the Gemara there is that Knas simply doesn't go Birusha to the children. It's a chiddush. Why not? Why shouldn't you say that a Schus Mama should also go Birusha? So the first opinion Tosfos had was that it's a Stiris HaSugis. HaSugi holds Knas does go Birusha, and the Gemara there holds Knas does not go Birusha. The second opinion Tosfos gave was V'od Yeshloima, V'od Nirilirei. The second wide line in this gigantic Tosfos on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Od Nirilirei. So he gives a whole fantastic shot that the Balei HaTosfos are not happy about. They say that it's Nira Doichik. So when we learned it, we didn't see what was such a Doichik. It's a little Doichik, it's a little missing in the Gemara. But the Svara is not a Doichik. Tosfos is not happy about the Svara. So there seems to be a major machlekes among the Balei HaTosfos how to understand the Havamina of the Gemara. If the Havamina is rejected, so it's irrelevant, but it's relevant whether this pshat is nitan lehayomer. Rava asked Rav Nachman a Sofik. Is there a din of Chamisha Bakar v'loi Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar? There is no such din. So his initial reaction was Chamisha Bakar v'loi Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, that you darshan the Pasuk in such a way that you don't pay Chatzoi Bakar. Then the next morning, he gave him what he considers the correct answer, that the din is Chamisha Bakar v'afilo Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, that you do pay Chatzoi Bakar. So such a din doesn't exist. So according to the Havamina of Rav Nachman, that he thought that there is a din v'loi chamisha chatzoi bok, and he thought that that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says gana mishaloviv umesoviv yachakach tovachum ochar, and I the gana, if I'm the one who stole from the father, I the gana, if I'm one of the yorshim of the father, so the Mishnah says gana mishaloviv umesoviv yachakach tovachum ochar, that you're not chayiv dalvehe. Who are you going to pay dalvehe to? You're going to pay to yourself. Of course you don't pay dalvehe. No, it means there are other yorshim. I'm one of the children. I'm the rotten son. I stole the money from the father. I'm the miserable son. There are other children who don't steal from the father. So I don't even pay their share of the chamisha of the dalad vehei. Why not? So Rav Nachman originally thought, that's the Mishnah. Chamisha boka, v'lo chamisha chatzoi boka. You don't pay chatzoi boka. So quite, and then in the maskana comes out that that's not the reason why. There is no such din. Doesn't exist. The reason for the Mishnah is because he required tvachu kula b'yisur bina. Since I'm a partner in the shor, so I have the right, I have one vote. I have all of my other brothers, they also have a vote whether we should shecht the shor. If we'll all agree we should shecht the shor, so it's mutter to shecht the shor. So I'm not going to pay a dalvei. I say I want to shecht the shor, and the other brothers don't want me to shecht. So it's not a tvachu kula b'yisur. You have to have, I'm not allowed to, if you have a partnership, each partner is not allowed to do whatever he darn pleases. You have to consult all the partners and go basa roi. That's a din chayish mishpat. So he didn't follow roi.
That you go
basarov, open up our
rov, or is it that each one could be
ma'akev rasvah? Same thing, no? Well, the din is you do go basarov, you don't have veto power. The rov forces on the meal, that's a din of Chayesh Mishpah. And the Vilna Goyen on that sif in Shulchan Aruch says, what's the makar that you go basarov? Acharab melahatas. He quotes the pasuk in Mishpatim. When you have a partnership, and 51% of the partners want this, and 49% of the partners disagree. So Rove wins to be kaveh, how to run, which direction to move the partnership. You don't say that the 49% have veto power. The Rove determined, that's a din of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So according to the Havamina of Rav Nachman, which is rejected, he himself backed out from it, according to the Havamina, that there was a din of Chamisha Bokar, v'loi Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. So what was the nature of that din? Is that a din in the Gemar din? That Bezin does not have the ability to make a Gemar din on an amount less than Chamisha Dalad Vehe. They can't make a Gemar din on 4/5 of Dalad Vehe, or 2/3 of Dalad Vehe, or something like that. No, or half of Dalad Vehe. Either they make a Gemar din on Dalad Vehe, they don't make it all. Is that a din in the Gemar din? Or is that a din in the Tashlumen? Let's say the Bezin already made a Gemar din. Bezin already, let's say, while the father was alive, Bezna made Gona Mishalovi Bitopahomacha. And Bezna made a Gemar din that this rotten son who stole from his own father has to pay Dalabhe. But the son never paid a penny. Then the father dies and now he has another three brothers, so they're four brothers. So now the shayla is, would you say Chamisha Bok, Valoi Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar on the Tashlumen, on the payment? That there is no such thing as Tashlumen of Chatzoi Bokar. Either you pay all or you pay nothing. But he say, no, it's not a din in Tashlum, it's just a din in the Gemar din. As long as Bezna made the Gemar din on Chamisha Bakar, so there's no problem in Tashlum. So that's a major machlekes in the Taisis. What was the Havamina of Rav Nachman? Where Rav Nachman thought that the Mishnah tells you, Gona Mishalov, that you don't pay Dalad Dehe, because he thought that the Pshat in the Mishnah is because Chamisha Bakar, Valoi Chamisha Hatzai Bakar. So the Re understands that. The Gemara thought that that's a chisara in Tashlumen. You can't have a Tashlumen of Chatzoi Bakar. So when the Gemara said, Hachmaskina Kishamad Bedin, how does Amad Bedin help? But Sof Kol Safi didn't make a Tashlumen. But the Re says, no, it was Amad Bedin, and he said, say Tenloi. And what does that help? Because the Re says, the whole Gemara must be talking about Amad Bedin. You have to have Amad Bedin. If it wasn't Amad Bedin, there's Eidan Marish Knas Labanov. That's the Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Mem Beis. So how can you talk about the Chiyav Dalad Vehei, the Chiyav Kef Dalad Vehei, going be Rusha to the children. So the whole sugi must be talking over here that they said, Ish Ploni Atachai, Ish Ploni Atazakai, they made a Gemar Din. They made a gemara din. Otherwise, none of the knas goes b'yerusha. But there's still, Rav Nachman held that there's still a problem of chatzoi boker, that's a chisorin in tashlumen. There is no such thing as a kiyum tashlumen on partial davaday. So that was solved by the Gemara by saying kishama bedin. It was an amad bedin of tzeitenlai. What is tzeitenlai? Tzeitenlai is considered, bezin has the power of hefker, bezin hefker. So when bezin makes a gemar din, and they not only did they say ish ploni at the zaki, ish ploni at the chayv, they say tzeitenlai. So then that's how the Ri understands the Gemara. It's considered as if they took the money from this person and they gave it to the other person. Considered as if the tashlumen took place already. The money is sitting by him. The money is sitting in his, it's a pikotin now. But it's considered as if they had already taken the money from him. The one who's mechuyev and given it to the one who has a right to collect. It's considered as if the tashlumen was already fulfilled. So that's what the Ri learns pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara had previously spoken about two types of a Gemar din. Ish ploni at the zakai, ish ploni at the chayev, and seiten loy. So the Ri understands, ish and Tosis over there raised an issue that this Gemara in Bava Kama contradicts the Gemara in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. What constitutes a Gemara Din? Our Gemara sounds as if it says, it's only called the Gemara Din if he said say Tenloy. The Gemara Sanhedrin Davav sounds like it's called the Gemara Din, even if you say Ish Ploni Ata Zakai. So Tosis present the two major opinions over there. So this is the same two opinions are repeated over here. So the Ri holds that Ish Ploni Ata Zakai, Ish Ploni Ata Chayev, that's called the Gemara Din. And Kol HaTarkul, that's the Gemara Din. But when do you need say tenloy? That's considered a tashlumen. When you want to make a tashlumen, and that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. Chatzoi boker, according to Rav Nachman's original idea, that there is a chisorin a chatzoi boker. That was a chisorin in a tashlumen. So to solve that problem, you have to have a gemara din of say tenloy that's considered as if the tashlumen was already in the sky. And the Balei HaTosfos are not happy about that. They consider that a big doichik. So the Tosfos didn't understand it like that. They thought that just like Ish Ploni Ata Chayev, Ish Ploni Ata Zaka is a Gemar Din, and therefore other Marish Knas Lebanav. So the whole chisorin of chatzoi boker is a chisorin in gemar din. Bezin doesn't have the ability to make a psak on a chatzoi boker. But once the psak was made on a chamisha, on a dalet vehei, the tashlumen can be belachatzoin. That's not a chisorin if the tashlumen is lachatzoin. If it's a chisorin, it's according to the habimin of Rav Nachman, it was a din of making a gemar din. So that's why Tosfos is not happy with this read. So that's It's a major machlokes harishonim. What was the nature of the din? What would have been the nature of the din of chatzoi boker if we would have remained with the havamina of Rav Nachman? And it's a fundamental machlokes. What did the Gemara mean earlier about the ish ploni ata zakai in say tenloy? What does it mean? So the Tosfos before said it's never called the Gemara din until you say say tenloy. Ish ploni ata zakai is not a Gemara din. I the Gemara in the first perek in Sanhedrin. No, that Gemara was talking about a totally different thing. The Gemara says there that there are different opinions whether it's permissible or recommended to encourage the Baal HaDinim to go for a pshara. So one Tana says it's not permissible. It's Ivus HaDin. If the Torah says that Reuven owes Shimon $500, he has to pay the money. How are you allowed to coax them to go to a pshara? It's against Allah. Yikav HaDin HaSahar. Even though they're not going to be happy about it, the Din HaTorah has to be observed. The other Tana says it's permissible to recommend the pshar, and we pass like the third Tana. Not only permissible, it's recommended that we should encourage them. We can't force them to agree to a pshar. If they don't want, they don't want. But we should try to encourage them that they should agree to a pshar. So the Gemara says, but you will reach a point, let's say they started at Din Torah, and the Bezin went halfway through the Din Torah. So the Gemara says they can still recommend that the Baal HaDinim should go for a pshar. What if they went so far through the Din Torah, it's already Nigma HaDin. Then the Gemara says, Nigma HaDin? Yata Rashoi Liftsoi. After the Gemara Din is already over, you're not allowed to recommend the Pshar. It's already after the Gemara Din. That's already Gneva. We already passed him that he's entitled to the money. So now we're going to give a different Psak that he's not entitled to the full amount of money. We already gave a Psak that he's entitled. So the Gemara says, Hechidomi Gemara Din. What's considered Gemara Din? Ishpaloni Yata Zaki, Ishpaloni Yata Chai. The Tosfos was bothered with the Kasha, but the Gemara said here in Bava Kama that that's not a Gemara Din. It's not considered a Gemara Din until you say Tenloy. So Taisa says, correct. It's takanada gemar din until you say tzei tenla. But if you're going to coax the parties that they should agree to a pshoret after you're so close to the gemar din, the bezin already came to the realization, ish ploni chai, ish ploni zakai. They just didn't tell him tzei tenla. But the mamash holding the second before the gemar din. So that's not fair on the part of the bezin that they should encourage the party who's standing to win the $500. That's not right that they should encourage him that he should agree to a pshara. So Taisus, one day in Taisus said that hechidomi gemar din ish ploni atazaka. It's not really a gemar din. It's never called a gemar din until you say tenloi. It's not like the reholds ish ploni atachayev is a gemar din. Say tenloi is considered a tashlumen. With the power that Bezna has, that Hefka Bezna Hefka, they can take away money. They can declare that that money doesn't, they don't even have to take it away. They can declare that the shirt on your back doesn't belong to you, it belongs to me. So they can say the money that's sitting in your rishus is considered as if it's given to me. The chov is already parua. So that's how the Ribala Tesis learns that Satan is called Piroim. And Ishplani after Zaka is a Gemar Din. So the other Balia Tesis are not happy about this. So they say, no. Ishplani after Zaka is never a Gemar Din. It's not a Gemar Din until you say Tenloi. I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Davov that says, Echidomi Gemar Din, Ishploni after Chayv, Ishploni after Zake. No, that's Echidomi Gemar Din in that one case. In that one instance, that it's not fair on the part of the Bezin to encourage the Baladinim to go for a Pshara if they're so deep into the case that they're holding by saying, say Tenloi. They already said they already came to the realization, Ploni Chayv, Ploni Zakai. So that's not fair that they should encourage them to go for a Pshara. So this, the part of the machlokes that they have here is irrelevant because they're arguing about what would have been the nature of the din of Rav Nachman if he would have accepted the halacha of Chatzai Boko. But the other half of the machlokes is very relevant. What constitutes a gemar din?
The gemar that talks about the concept of garmin, the dying paskin is a sharlock and he makes a mistake. So the gemar makes a difference whether it's an asam benato biyad versus, like you just said, a yochai or a yochater. But don't you see from the fact, from according to this teretz of the Tosos, even if you just say same thing, it should be enough. So why don't you say nasam benato biyad?
No, the Gemara there says, if not Tom and Asam Yad, if the Dayan says, you owe him $1,000 and give me the $1,000, I'm going to hand it over. So then, if it turns out that the Dayan made a mistake, so the Dayan is Mamish Chayv Mitin Ganav. He took his money and he gave it. That you don't need Dina the Garmin.
So I'm saying, even if he didn't take with his hand and just said, same Tango, it should be enough.
That's called Garmin. If he says, say Tenla, he made Hefke Bezni.
Right.
Let's say, I have the ability to burn down houses by cursing. I give a klola and the house burns down. So that's called garmi. Maybe groma, maybe garmi, but it's not mazik biyadai. So here also, I make a declaration that the money that you have now belongs to him. Hefke bezna hefke. That's called garmi. That's called garmi or groma. That's not dodo ma mazik biyadai. If I take the money biyadai, that's called mazik biyadai. Yeah. So that's the bulk of the Taisus. They're discussing this topic, whether other Marish Knas Lubanov or not. So they had the three opinions. First opinion is that Samachlekes Hasugis. Rabbi Rav Nachman de Hoche Leis Lusugi de Hos. The Ribala Taisus said, no, the Iker is like the Gemara there in Ksubis. They ain't on a Marish Knas Lubanov. And our Gemara you have to reinterpret. And the Rialoman said, no, there is no such Gemara in Ksubis. Reinterpreted the whole Gemara in Ksubis. No one ever held that ain't on a Marish Knas Lubanov. And the last two lines of Taisus, they discussed, they got involved in the Rialovan's pshat, so they had to finish up how he reads the Gemara. So in the last two, three lines in Taisus, they get involved in another issue, which is really an asik over there for Ksubis. What's the din? The father is entitled Oynes HaMefata if the girl is a Naira Besula. That's the original din. There are three ages in a girl. There's a Ktana, Naira, and a Bogeris. So the Ktana is up until 12 years old. When she has Shanim Isimonim, when she's Yud Bei Shana V'Yoy Mechod and Shtei Cyrus, then she becomes a Gdola, then she's a Naira. She's a Naira for a maximum of 6 months, till 12 and a half. Amen. Naira's Lubagris of the Shisha Chadoshim Elvad. And once the 6 months pass by, then she becomes a Bogeris. She's a Bogeris for the rest of her life. So when the girl becomes a Bogeris, she's no longer Bishu Saviyah. When she's a Ktana and a Naira, she is Bishu Saviyah. Ktana is very much Bishu Saviyah. But the Naira is Ruba de Ruba in Yonim, she's Bishu Saviyah. A little bit she's Yotzim Bishu Saviyah. The father can no longer sell her as an Amo Ivriya once she's a Gdola. But for other purposes, for other intents and purposes, she's still b'shus aviyah. B'nureha beis aviyah. The pasuk says by haforas nadorim. B'nureha beis aviyah. That she, during Naira, she's still b'shus aviyah. So the pasuk says in Chumash that if someone is ma'anis and mafata a Naira b'sula, so the father has a right to collect the oinis and mafata money, the hamishim shekel kesef. What happens if the father, that's all he collects, is oinis and mafata money, that's all? So the Gemara learns that from psukim, no, in addition to the oinis and mafata, which is a knas, he also collects boishes of the gum. And who collects that? So the Mishnah says the father who has the right to collect the hamishim shekel kesef, the knas, also has the right to collect the boishes of the gum money. What happens? If the father dies before he has a chance to collect the knas? So does it go birusha to his children? So we should say, well, it depends. We had a machlekes the ri and the ri alava, whether other marish knas lebanah. So Taisa says no, that's lachala deis not. The only time there's a discussion whether other marish knas lebanah but eid on a marish knas lebanah is, let's see over here, by Kefal Daladahe, the shor that was stolen goes birusha to the children. What other cases do you have of knas? Chatzinezik, okay. Shor tam, sheizik is knas. So the shor that was huzak goes birusha to the children. So the chi of knas is what to discuss, whether the marish knas lebanah and marish knas lebanah. But over here, why did the father have the right to collect the knas of oinus and mafata? Because bin the Rebbe said, the daughter is b'shusav. When the father dies and the daughter is still young, let's say the girl is only 10 years old and the father dies, do her brothers, so when the father dies, all the mammon that the father has goes birusha to his sons, he has sons and daughters. So would you say that the brothers of the girl now have the right to sell her as an amo ivriya? No. The schus that the father has on the daughter does not go birusha to the children. How do you know? Maybe it should go birusha. So the Gemara says there, we learn it out from a pasuk, because it says in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Vayikra, that when you buy an Ebek 90, so it says the Ebek 90 goes birusha. Ebedivri does not go birusha. There's a din Ebedivri, Ebedis HaBein, Reino Ebedis HaBas. That's a special din of Kom Tachtav. That's not a normal din. It's not a regular din of Yerusha. So here the pasuk says, "An Ebek 90 belongs to Mikri Shori Bachamori, and it goes Yerusha." But he's Nachaltam Osam Levnechem Acharechem, the Reshes Achuz Asalim Yalhem Tavoid. So the Gemara is Medayk from the word Oisam. He's Nachaltam Oisam, Oisam Levnechem, and Loi Bneisechem Levnechem. Only the Ebek 90 goes Yerusha. The Ebek Ivi doesn't go Yerusha even from other pasukim. That it's only a din of Kam Tachta. That's not this pasuk. But this pasuk Osam is with Medayk Osam Levnechem. So since the mammon, namely the bas, the mammon shemimenu noveya hachiyuv hazeh avaynis emefata, the daughter doesn't go birusha to the sons, so the chiyuv avaynis emefata doesn't go birusha either. This is everybody's mask. So what would be the din if the father didn't have an opportunity yet to make hamad of a din, and the father dies? So you don't say that the brothers yarshin the knas. That's l'chala deis not, because they don't yarshin the schus on the daughter, so they don't yarshin the knas. What about the boishes of pgam? The boishes of pgam was not knas. The boishes of pgam was mammon. So I should say, since the oinus and mefata incident occurred during the father's lifetime, in a chiyuv mammon, you don't have to have hamara bedin to go birusha. The chiyuv mammon set in immediately. So I should say, when the father dies before he had a chance to be taveya, the oinus and mefata with the boishes of gam, so the oinus and mefata doesn't go birusha to the sons. The Mishnah says the daughter has a right to collect it herself, and the boishes of gam should go birusha to the sons. But the Mishnah has a loshen. Taisus quotes it three lines from the end of the Taisus. Lo yispik alam ebedin hashem eisav. The father died before they had a gemar din amar ebedin harei hein shel atzma. That's the Loshana Mishnah. So the Mishnah uses an expression in the plural, Harehein Shelatzma. So Tosis made up a din based on, they made their own diuk. The Gemara never makes the diuk. Tosis makes the diuk, and other Rishonim are unhappy about the diuk. The Ran on the Rif over there is not happy, and many other Rishonim. Harehein Shelatzma, Mashma, the Aboshibs Gam Nabakai Meritani, Harehein Loshan Rabim. So why is it Hari Hein Shalatzma? I should have said the Bereshis of Gam goes Birusha to the sons, and the Knasas Liatzma. So Tosis came up, Tosis made up their own did, the Hadiuk and the Mishnah in the plural. Other Rishonim say Hari Hein goes in all cases of Oynes and Mefata, Hari Hein Shalatzma, the Knas, in all cases will go to the girl. But the Bereshis of Gam will go to the brothers, will go to the Yerusha. So Tosis says no. In any given case, the Knas with the Oynes and the Knas of Oynes and Mefata with the Boshes of Gam goes to the daughter. Why? So Tosis had invented, they just invented it, so they had invented a mocker. So they came up with a hekesh. Why? Because, I don't know, Gvias Av, Iskish le Knas to the Chsiv Aposik, Nasan is Shesher Chivim Alavi Anar, Hamishim Kes, with the Shilam, no Shchiv Nun, the Chlal Dika Boshes of Gam, and we darshan to the same person who's entitled to get the Knas, goes the Boshes of Gam. So Kozman, the father is alive, so he's entitled to the Knas with the Boshes of Gam. The minute the father dies and the Knas doesn't go Birusha to the sons, because the daughter doesn't go Birusha. So the Bosh, so who gets the Knas? The daughter. But the daughter's entitled to get the Boshes of Gam also. Fantastic. Tosis made up a whole, they made their own diak. Could be it's true, okay. But Tosis made a diak for the Mishnah, and the Gemara never says this diak. Tosis made a diak, and then they made up their own drasha. And the other Rishonim say they don't agree with the Diyuk and they don't agree with the Drasha. There is no such thing. Okay. So this was a very important thesis. Yeah.
What does
it
read the last two lines of that thesis?
There is Gankasha. Afa Gav, where from Afa Gav?
From the Vidarshina.
Just for the oynis of mefati pei hamishim, that's knas. Mechalal, the inference is, they're quoting Agmar. The inference from the pasuk is dika boshes b'gam. That's one opinion. The Gemara in Ksubas has different drushes. How do you know that there exists a chiyuv to pei boshes b'gam? Maybe everything is included in the hamishim shekel kesef. It says pei hamishim, that covers everything and no more. So one opinion, one Amora says mechalal. For the Hanoa Shchiva is 50 shekel kesef, but for the Boshes Gam got to pay extra. The is the Dorish, and another Amora in the Gemara Darshan's from a different chelik of the pasuk. Tachas Hashirina Mechalal Dika Boshes Gam. It says the 50 shekel kesef is for the act of znus, but there, in addition to that, there's also Boshes Gam separately. So there are two opinions in the Gemara. However, you slice it, whether you Darshan A or Darshan B. So the Psukim are teaching us that the same person to whom you give the Knas, you have to give the Boshes of Gam. So if the father dies before he had a chance to collect the Knas, just like the Knas doesn't go Birusha to the sons, because the daughter doesn't go Birusha. Ain't on a Borish Knas Libana, because the daughter, Shemimena Novas HaKnas, doesn't go Birusha. So since the daughter is going to have the right to collect the Knas, she has the right to collect the Boshes of Gam. But they say over here, let's say the father dies, one of the cases in the Gemara there in Ksubis, Tosis quotes, is that Eidon Emerish Knas Lebanov, so the Ma'anis doesn't have to pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef at all. See, normally you pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef to the Abnasan Lavi Anayron. What if he dies? So you're going to say Eidon Emerish Knas Lebanov, so the Knas doesn't go to the son, but the daughter it does go. The daughter, it goes to the daughter. Let's say a man is ma'anis a girl who's a yisayma. So the oynis money goes to the girl. There is no father, so it goes to the girl. So that's not b'toras yerusha. This is the din. Oynis a mefata hamishim shekel kesi. Either goes to the father, or if there's no father, it goes to the daughter. What if there was a father and the father died? So it doesn't go b'yerusha to the sons, but it goes to the daughter. Not b'toras yerusha. That's the din. Either goes to the father, goes to the daughter. If there wouldn't have been a father in the first place, it would have gone to the daughter. So now the Gemara has a case, there's no father, and the daughter died, and the daughter happens to have Yerushim. So the Gemara says, sorry, ain't on the Marish Knas Lebanov. So the Knas, there's no father and there's no daughter, you're going to say that the Yerushim should get it. The Knas doesn't go be Yerushim. So nonetheless, the Boshes have become Yedupe. So Tosin says, but why don't you make a Hekish? Why don't you say, you only pay Boshes have become whenever there's knas, whenever there's no knas, you shouldn't pay boshes of begam. And they're saying that. They invented a whole diuk from the Mishnah. And they invented a drasha to explain the deal. That to the person to whom you pay the knas, that's the one to whom you pay the boishes of gam. So if it turns out that the father died and the daughter died, then there's no one to pay knas to, so I should say there's no one to pay the boishes of gam to. And they say it's against the Gemara. So they say, no, this hekish that we just invented only means when you're paying both knas and boishes of gam, whoever gets the knas gets the boishes of gam. You don't pay to two different people. But if you happen not to be paying the knas because they don't have knas lebono, you still got to pay boishes of gam. That's a regular din, boishes of gam. You don't need the whole parsha of onus mafata to say that the man has to pay boishes of gam. If you have a case of onus mafata, there would have been a half a minute to think the chamishim shekel kesef covers all. So the Amaroi made the yukim and the psukim to explain how the Tanoim knew that in addition to the chamishim shekel kesef, we still pay boishes of gam. And then Tosis came up with their chiddush. Based on a drasha, to whom you pay the knas, that's the same one who has the right to collect boishes of gam. But if you have a case where no one's going to be able to collect the knas, because the father died and the daughter died, and ain't on a boish knas lebonim is not going to go to anyone, but the boishes of gam still remains. That's from chayv v'chaveiro. We know from perak ha-chayv that you pay boishes of gam without any parsha of einus mafata. So that's what they answer. I will hoch need the mifta hamanis ben aknas the fish in yichol harisha in a marsh knas lebana of shlozach zbay. But it's become that man of a mifta that he has to pay. But it's become as a regular din of chayvah b'chaver. You got to pay but it's become. Okay. Then we had this fantastic discussion of Edom Zaynami. Wow. Yeah, what is the din of Edom Zaymimim? This is a historical gemara. This is one of the six cases where we paskin like Abaye against Rava, Yal Kigam. Yerushalayim Midas is one of them, right? This is one of the six cases, which is this is the Ayin. Eid Zaymimim Afreyahu Nivson. Okay. It's important to know which are the six cases. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about the lamed, which is not important for the pchina. It's not important. For the what's the lamed of Yal Kigam? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Gil Aloche in Europe in the days of the Balei Tosfos, they used to follow the Rabbi Natam about the lamed. Yimelei dasa shene roya behem. And then by the time the Shulchan Aruch was written, not only did they no longer follow the Rabbi Natam's wild chumrah, it's not even mentioned. Shulchan Aruch, they don't even mention, they have accepted Rashi Shita, that the Lama is Lecha Yomim Me'elov. Forget about the Rabbi Natam's Yimelei dasa shene roya behem. Okay, so this is a historical case. Eid Zaymim. Eidim Zaymimim is really a case of Trey U'Trey. The first Eidim say, Reuben Lova Mishimin. And the second Eidim say, Imono Hayisim, you don't know what you're talking about, you weren't even there. So Rava says it should really have been considered a case of Trey U'Trey. And we don't treat it as such. We say, whenever you have a case of Trey U'Trey, so you don't know whom to believe. So this is, in a certain sense, a chiddush, that we believe the second pair, we don't believe the first pair. What's the definition of chiddush? So you see from this Gemara, what Tosfos writes in the first pair, can you promise? Definition, chiddush is a technical term, and midrash ha-tarn addresses that. V'chiddush lo yafina. What does it mean, v'chiddush lo yafina? Normally, when you have a pasuk in Chumash anywhere, so we can learn out a mamatzina. We can derive from that din to call it tarakula that all cases that are similar have the same din. For example, Shor Bora Mava Hever, the original Mishnah in Bava Kama. So in the Chumash, why are these called Ovis? So Rashi says, Ovis are those that appear in Chumash. Ovis Kar Lahanach Dechsivim Behedya Bikro. Shor Bora Mava Hever Abeferish and Parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara says that each one of these has told us. How do you know that they told the same Kayetzibem? How do you know that you paid the same? Exactly the same dinah for the Toldah. So the answer is, it's a mamatzina. You don't need any drushes, any psukim. Simply, whatever is similar to Eish has all the whatever has all the properties of Eish has the same dinah of Eish. Whatever is similar to Shor has the same dinah of Shor. Whatever is similar to Bor has the same dinah of Bor. You always have like that. We mentioned the Moshul. It says Atishitim Omdim. So the Karshe Hamishkan had to be put up Gedar Kedilosim. So from there we derive that the Esrig has to be Gedar Kedilosim. All whenever you need a natural item, it has to be Gedarach Kedilosim. When you make a wooden Aron Kodesh, there's no requirement that it has to be Gedarach Kedilosim, because you didn't have to make a wooden Aron Kodesh. You could have made it from plastic, you could have made it from metal. So just because you happen to decide to use wood, so that we don't require Gedarach Kedilosim. But whenever a natural item is used that grows from the ground, so you have to hold the Gedarach Kedilosim, because the Pasuk said, and in one mitzvah, So we extrapolate from there to call it Tarakula. So what happens if the one place where the Torah writes a certain din happened? What's the basis of this principle, this midah mamatzino? Which one of the midas is mamatzino? That's a machlekes. The Pirkei Avot quotes. There's a machlekes where the mamatzino is included in the midah binyanav, because the original binyanav means something else. Binyanav means komokim shenema eid harei kan shnayim elim kem part lacha kosav echad. Binyanav usually means the pirush amilus of a word. If a word appears in Chumash a few times, and in one place I see what the meaning of the word is, so we assume that the author, the Rabbeinu Shalom, when he dictated Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he used the same meaning in every place. So from one place, the word aid means two aidim. It doesn't mean a witness, it means a pair of witnesses. So every place in Chumash where the word aid appears, it means two witnesses, unless it says explicitly aid echad. Lo yakim aid echad biish. But if it doesn't say echad, whenever it says kiyokim aid chomis biish, lamas basara, so there it means shnei aidim. Stam aid means shnei aidim. So usually the midah binyanav means in the pirush amilus of the word, that the word in Chumash always has the same connotation. Here we're talking about a different binyanav, that a din that appears in one place in Chumash applies to all other mitzvahs. Or the din that appears, that's the shita mamdim by the Mishkan, applies also to dalad minim shebalu, dalad minim by the lulu. What is the basis of that idea? The basis is that all the mitzvahs fit into one big pattern. So some Rishonim claim that the midah of binyanav is included in the midah of bamatzin is included in the midah of binyanav. Other Rishonim disagree. They say no, that the binyanav means that the pirush amilus in the chumash, the words have the same meaning, but that you extend the idea to other cases. That's not based on binyanav. That's based on the midah of kal v'chomer. What is Kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer says, if the din is so over here, so the din is certainly so, if this has a chumrah, in this case is more chomer than that, so the chumrah should certainly apply. If this parsha has a kula, in this case is more kal, so the kula that applies here certainly applies in the case that's more kal. Yeah. So that's Kal v'chomer. So if you have a binyanav, it's basically the same. If you have a mamatzinu is the same as a Kal v'chomer without the twist. He's just saying that all the dinim and the chumash fit into one pattern. So basically, every case of a mamatzinu is a kal v'chomer without the twist. So it's included in the midah of kal v'chomer. So the Prima Gordon quotes, this is a machlokes harishonim, the Meiri and the Ravid, machlokes harishonim, which midah does mamatzinu is the most often used midah. In the days of the Tanoim, they used to use all the midahs. And these are the later generations of the Tanoim, so the Ramchal has a whole essay about this. The midas were lost. They didn't know how to use the midas. The days of the Amoraim, they hardly used any midas at all. But Mamatzina, they always used. Mamatzina is Medamin Kalatar Kula, Medamin Milsa La Milsa. That's Mamatzina. We always make Mamatzina. That's the only midas that we use today. Mamatzina Kavachim, these are the only ones. So the Gemara has a rule. If you want to learn out, the Torah has a din in this parsha, and you want to learn out from this parsha to call a Torah kula. All cases that are similar should have the same din. But if this parsha happens to have something of a, has a din that's a quirk, I know there's a din here that's an exception to the rule. That's a chiddush. So whenever there's an exception to the rule, then not only can you not learn out from the chiddush to call a Torah kula, even if you have 1,001 dinim in this parsha, and one of the dinim is a chiddush, you can't even learn for any of the other 1,000 dinim to extend them to another case. And even if the chiddush is a chiddush lahachmir, and you want to learn that a din lahokel, so that was the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, where Tosfos proved from the Gemara in Chulin that it's still also the chiddush le'afim. But what does the word chiddush mean? Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal, something that's clearly an exception to the rule. The rule is that all the din ha'Torah fit into one big system, one big pattern, makes one big mosaic. And the chiddush means davar asayser saklal. Yeah, Tosfos has it in the first parak in Yevamos. The Gemara there is speaking of one of the midos shatar nedreshes bam that's in the siddur before Baruch Shomar. So it says davar shay bechlal v'yatzel lidim davar hachadosh yato yochel achzir lachlalai ad sheachzrein hakosav lachlalai befeirish. What's called yatzel lidim davar hachadosh? So the Gemara gives an example. Davar shay bechlal Hashem. Hashem mitzayra, a carbon like all carbonus, an Hashem like all the Hashemus. But it has Yotzili Medav Acharish. Normally, what do you do with the dam of a carbon? You zerk the dam on the Mizbeah. And then Shiari Adam, on the Shpacham, you say it on Mizbeah. Here there's a new din. You take some of the dam, you put it, I bind Yodahim Ones, I bind Raglahim Ones, well, Tanuchos Nahim Ones. What's going on? You take some of the dam, you put it in a location other than the Mizbeah. So that's a Chiddush, that's Dabah HaSoysa Saklal. Normally, you're not allowed to take dam from a carbon and put it somewhere other than on the Mizbeah. So Asham Mitzayra is a davar shohei bechlal. It's not a rav carbon like all the carbon anosham. Achaktos anosham anoy lashlamim a regular carbon like all the carbon. Then it's yotzalid medavah chodesh. No other carbon has such a din that you put some of the dam on a location other than the mizbeach. So that's why you can't assume that all the normal dinim of all the regular dinim. There are six hashamas, but the other five hashamas, we know you burn the imurim on the mizbeach. You do regular. Here it has to have everything repeated. Since it was Yotzalim Medav HaKadosh, Yata Yachal Achzir L'Chlala, Achzirin HaKasim L'Chlala Verish. You have to have Pesukim that say explicitly that you got to do Haktoris Eimurim, everything Ibekechazit all over again. Otherwise, I would have said, the whole Hashem Mitzor is a Psa Yotzim in HaKlal, the whole thing is Seisar is HaKlal. So here, the Gemara considers, Rabbi considers Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because it's a Yotzim in HaKlal. The klal is trey machos is the size lahani tzais lahani and eid zaymim is a chiddush. It's a yoytzem in a klal. Tosis loshin is davah hasoseres a klal. We used it. We wouldn't call it soser. We would call it a yoytzem in a klal. It's an exception to the rule. So eid zaymim is an exception to the rule. So we have a klal. We have a klal. Mechiddush lo yafina. That's one of the midrash Atarin addresses them. We always have the right to be done ma'amatzinu, just like over here. There's such a din, so it extends to other cases. So, but if the din that you want to extend is clearly a chiddush, it's a yotzei min haklal, or you have 1,001 dinim in the parsha, and one of the dinim is a chiddush, you can't even extend any of the other 1,000 dinim. Maybe they're all chiddush, and even like we said, the Tosis and Sanhedrin pointed out the Gemara Chulin, even if the chiddush is lahachmir and you want to learn out lahakel, maybe everything is kakai, maybe everything in this parsha is yotzei min haklal, so you can't learn anything out from there. So, but Rava isn't talking about learning out Mechidish. He's not discussing a topic, Mechidish Le'afina. Can you learn out anything from the Parsha of Edim Zomim to the Parshas? Rava is talking about from what time on do the Edim Zomim become postulated? So Abayi says from the time that they testified falsely. Mehu Shaita Diyasin, Habalei Rosha. We know that a Rosha is postulated. Rosha is postulated, he's Choshed L'Shaker. The pasuk says that the rosh is choshed l'shaker. So Abayi says logically we pass like Abayi. Abayi says it's been ascertained that the first pair of Edim testified falsely, so they gave Edim sheker, so they become postulators. From that time on, they become postulators. So what does Rabbi say? It should really have been considered a case of trey u'trey. So the fact that we believe the second pair of Edim and we don't believe the first pair of Edim is a chiddush. So therefore, en lach baya la mishas chidusha v'yeylech. Why should that be so? What is the basis of that din? En lach baya la mishas chidusha v'yeylech. That's the same as saying mechidush le'afina. Whenever something is a yotzei min haklal, so you shouldn't extend it. So it's an en lach baya la chidusha. So the same thing over here, en lach baya la mishas chidusha v'yeylech. So you only say he's only pasul mikana l'habaya. You can't say he's pasul l'mafreya. That's how the Tur seems to have understood the Gemara. Because the Tur, both in his commentary on Chumash as well as the commentary on, in the Chosha Mishpat, wants to explain how come he passed like Abai, that it's Zemi on the Mafrehu Nifsal. So he says, well, Rava says that it's a Chiddush. Abai disagrees on this Nakud and he holds that it's not a Chiddush. Since it's not a Chiddush, so the Mele is Pasul and Mafrehu. Why does Abai hold it's not a Chiddush? So he says, because the Gemara says on the top of the next Daf, Inami the Paslinu. Because Lanusa, if two witnesses come and say that Reuven and Shimon are Ganovim, so that's not a Chiddush, that the two witnesses are believed to declare. And Reuven and Shimon say, we are not Ganovim. So the two Edim say, no, we watched the way you robbed the bank. And they say, we never robbed the bank, you're telling a lie. So the din is that the two witnesses who testify on the other two, that they are Ganovim, on them. Why don't you say it's a tray, and my chaz is the tzai slahani, tzai slahani. Mor says, you don't say that. No, that's a davar pashut. That's not a chiddush. That you don't call a tray. That's a davar pashut. That the gazlana become gifsolim milah mafreya. It's not a chiddush. Why not? So the answer is, the Torah says, because the second pair of Eidim are testifying on the Gufam, Shalho Eidim, Arishayim, on their persons. They're saying, you two people are Ganovim. So they can't turn around now and say, we are not Ganovim. You're the Balei Dvarim. We're discussing you. We are not Balei Dvarim. When we discuss whether you are a Ganov or not, so we are not Balei Dvarim. You're the Balei Dvarim. So you are not Nemanim al Atzmechem. So Rabbi says, yeah, that's by Paslina Begazanusa. But when you have a case of Eid Zayman, what do you do if you have a case of Trey or Trey? The two Eidim say he borrowed the money, two Eidim say he did not borrow the money. Two Eidim say he Reuben killed Shimon, two Eidim say Reuben did not kill Shimon. Shimon fell into the river on his own and he drowned. Nobody pushed him in. No one drowned him. So when you have Trey, so you don't know who's telling the truth. So Rava says, Rava claims that in every case of Hazameh, basically it's Trey. There's no logical reason why we should believe the second pair over the first pair. The whole thing is Kula Chiddush. So since it's a chiddush, davar says it's a klal. So the Torah understands a chiddush ain't lach boy al chidushoy, ve'ain lach boy al mishas chidushoy bi'adach. You can't extend the chiddush for more than you know. So it's the only possible edus mikana lahabo. So the Torah says that's what Rava holds, and Abai disagrees, and he holds that since the din of hazama only applies, the Mishnah says in Makis in the first parak, ketz ve'edim nasim zaynimim. When is there a din of hazama? Only if the second pair says, that you were with us in a different place. If the second pair of Eidim say, we were there, if the second pair of Eidim say, the Horeb was not there, they say, we don't know where you were. The first two Eidim say that Reuben killed Shimon on Shabbos afternoon in the yeshiva. And the second pair of Eidim say, Shimon was not in the yeshiva. They don't say the first pair of Eidim were not in the yeshiva. They don't know. Maybe the first pair of Eidim were in the yeshiva. They say, the murder victim was not in the yeshiva. Or they say the murderer was not in the yeshiva. That's not called hazama. The only time it's called hazama, if they're made on gufam shel ha'edim harishayim. So the Torah says, no, that's why Abai disagrees with Rava. Since the only time you have a chiddush, since the only time you have the parshas hazama applying, is when the second edim are saying, on the gufam shel ha'edim harishayim, imanu ha'yisim, you were with us in a different location. So the first edim can't turn around and say, no, we were there. We were there and that's it. No, we're talking about you. You're the Balei Dvarim now. We're discussing where were you. So you can't contradict us like the second pair say the first pair are Ganovim, so they're going to deny that they robbed the bank. They're going to say we are not Ganov. They are the Balei Dvarim. So in every case of Hazameh, Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush that the second pair believe, because the second pair are made on the Guf Mishalayim Arishayim, and they become the Balei Dvarim. That's what the Torah claims. So the Machlekes Abai V'Ravim is it a chiddush or not that we believe the second pair? So Abai holds that it's not a chiddush, and Memela they become posel and mafreya. Rabba holds that it is a chiddush. So Memela we apply that the standard rule of elach ba elach chidushoy, and here in this context of the elach ba mishas chidushoy v'yelo, it'll only be posel mikan al habo. That's how the Tur interprets the machlokes. The Nesivus and Chayshim Mishpat quotes this Tur in Sinan Mem Vav, I think. He quotes the Tur and he does not agree. He says, when you have two witnesses testifying that the first two witnesses are Paslin and Gazlan, who said that they're Gazlanim? So we're talking about Gufam Shalaidim Arishayim, you are Gazlanim, you are Rishayim, you're Paslaidis. So they're Balei Dvarim on that topic. But when the second pair of Eidim are saying on the Gufam Shalaidim Arishayim, you are not in the yeshiva last Shabbos. So they become the Balei Dvarim. What, that's a topic for discussion? Whether someone was in the yeshiva, was not in the yeshiva, my nafkamina. The whole nafkamina is if they weren't in the yeshiva, so they can't testify whether Reuben Harag or Shimon or not. So it boils down to a tray. You can't consider this a separate topic for discussion. Were the first Eidim in this location, or were they not? So the first Eidim are not Nemanim to say that they were there because they are now the Balei Dvarim. Balei Dvarim on what topic? What are you discussing? If you're discussing whether someone is Chayv, Misa Chayv, Malkus Chayv, Momen, okay, whether he paid the Momen, okay. You're discussing, was I here, was I not? Is the sun shining? Is it snowing outside? Is it raining outside? What's the temperature? What's an afkamina? You have to have a case to discuss. So the whole relevance of the issue, whether the Eidim were there, whether the first Kat Eidim were there is, can they testify that Reuben Harag Shimon? Can they not testify? So that's a tray, whether Reuben Harag Shimon or Reuben Loi Harag Shimon. The first two Eidim say Reuben Harag Shimon. Second two Eidim say there is no Eidim that Reuben Harag. We don't know whether yes or no, but they say there's no Eidim that Reuben Harag Shimon. So the Nesivus is not happy with the Tur. He thinks that Abai also has to agree that it's a Chiddush. They both agree. It's basically tray. You can't say that in the case of Hazama, because Ach Yazimus Gufim Shalo Eidim, so the first Eidim become Balei Dvarim, and they're not nemonim to contradict the sekta. They don't become Bali Dvar. He says, Bein Labai, Bein Lerobah, it's a Chiddush. So what's the Machlekes Abai Verobah? So the Machlekes is, what's the nature of the Chiddush? So what does that mean? He doesn't explain it. So we gave a pshat that they say in the name of Rav Shimon Shkor. We gave a pshat, there is a din in Yerideya. Interesting, never appears in the Gemara. It's based on a Tosefta and Trumas. And it's assumed to be a din deraisa. That if treifas, let's say someone's cooking vegetable soup, and a little bit of treifa schmaltz falls in, so if it's nice and tam, if you can taste the flavor of the schmaltz when you eat your bowl of vegetable soup, then we say tam kiker, since I can taste the flavor. Even though the treifa schmaltz is clearly less than 50%, and I should have said that it's bottle beroy, less than 50% is bottle beroy. Nonetheless, since I can taste the flavor, I say tam kiker. Since it tastes like schmaltz, treifa schmaltz, it's considered as if I'm eating schmaltz. That's a machlekes, famous machlekes, but the tam kiker is a din deraisa, din derabbanan, machlekes tanoim, and a machlekes amaraim, and machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that tam kiker is lav deraisa, and in Yeridei we don't pass like Rashi, we pass like Tosfos, and the tam kiker is a din deraisa. So now it says in Shulchan Aruch that din, let's say I can't taste the flavor, that becomes bottle. Or let's say it's min b'mina. Let's say it's min b'mina. You have, let's say, someone's cooking some kosher vegetables, and someone else pours in some treifa vegetables. The exact same vegetables. These are gemaiset, and this is not gemaiset, this is tevel. So tevel happens to be a davish yesh lamatirin, so it's not bottle afil be'el, if that's only a din mid rabbanim, and a terve would have become bottle. So let's say you have min b'minai, and it's going to become bottle menatera. So the Tosefta says in Trumas that it only becomes bottle if the noida hataruvis, if the yedias hataruvis. The owner of the soup has to be aware that he has a problem on his hands. Kozman is not aware that there's an issue, so we don't say that the yisa becomes bottle. What kind of halacha is that? What do you need noida hataruvis for? So they say the name of Rav Shimon because when you have treifas becomes bottled beroy. Bottom line, when I'm going to eat this soup, every single spoonful of soup is going to have a little treifas soup in it. True, it's not going to have a whole kezayis, but chatzi shir is asam and atar also. So what's the heter to drink the soup? I know the maisa that has treifas. Every spoonful of soup I'm drinking, vada has a little bit of treifas in it. So what's the heter? So the answer is, it's bottled. What do you mean bottled? But I know that it has treifas in it. So the answer is that the din of bitul beroyev is a din hanhoge. It's not mevar. You can't say it's usually roiv is mevara, the facts of the case. I don't know what happened, so the roiv is mevara. I married a girl, and now we're holding by getting divorced, and she wants suba masayim, and I want to pay her money. So we're arguing, when I married her, was she getting married for the first time or for the second time? So the Gemara says that roiv women are getting married for the first time. Roiv of the girls are getting married. Roiv nashim silvus nisos. So the Gemara discusses going basar roiv. Usually a roiv is mevara, what the facts of the case are. But sometimes the bitul beroiv is a different kind of roiv. It's not mevara any facts. It's keneged the facts. The facts are that every spoonful of soup that you swallow has little treifas in it. So the din of bitul beroiv tells you have a right to ignore that fact. So it's a din hanhoge. So whenever you have a din hanhoge that's in contradiction to the mitzvahs, so the halacha says the dina hanhaga only apply mikan v'elech after you realize that you have a problem on your hands and you don't know how to deal with it. Then the halacha tells you how you have a right to be noheg. But if you don't realize that you have an issue, then the dina hanhaga don't set in by themselves. So similar to that, we have a tosfos in the first perek in Chulin. The Gemara says when you bring a paraduma, every 50, 100 years, they had to make another paraduma. So what do you need a paraduma for? If a person becomes tamis, he goes to the mikveh and becomes tar. When a person becomes tamim meis, he can't just go to the mikveh and become tar. You have to burn a paraduma, and you have to take the ashes, and mix the ashes with water. And then you have to sprinkle hazor shlishi yishvi. And after the hazor shlishi yishvi, you have to wait at least 3 days. If you wait 3 years or 50 years, it's also good. You have to wait a minimum of 3 days. I went to the funeral on Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday is the first day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is shlishi. And then next Sunday is going to be shvi. So you have hazor shlishi yishvi. Now Erish, I can go to the mikveh and become tar. After the Hazlosh Yeshivi prepares me, gives me the ability to be able to be Tovel in the Mikveh, to become Tor. So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that the Paraduma may not be, you cannot use a Paraduma, it won't be Metaher if it's a Trefel. Just like by Korbanis, you can't use an animal that's a Trefel, we learn out from the Sukkim. Mina behema mina baka lahotzi is a trefa. It's earlier in Baba Kama. Mina baka lahotzi is a trefa. Trefa is not, you're not eating the carbon. It's a burning the carbon oil. Burning the Rabbanu Shlolam is not Jewish. So he can eat the trefas. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that you're not allowed to be makri a trefa on the mizbech, even though no human being is eating it. So the pasuk says chatosi. It says by paraduma. Parshas, where's paraduma? Parshas Chukas. So it says chatosi. So chatas kai rachmana, that the paraduma has the same thing like a carbon chatas. So just like a carbon chatas is not acceptable if it's a trefa, so the paraduma may not be, it's not mitar if it's a trefa. How do you have the racha kodesh to know whether the paraduma is a trefa? How do you know? So if it has five legs, so you know right away it's a trefa. Most of the trefas are inside. So you're going to say, when you shech the paraduma, you have to cut it up in little pieces and check for 5 days to see if it's a trefa. There's some things that you just can't check. And you shecht it by the neck. Maybe it was a trefa exactly where you cut it. So the Gemara says you go basar rov. You have the right to assume the rov behemis ksher is saying, so you, unless you know bevadai that it's a trefa, so you assume that it's not a trefa. So Tosfos asks Akasha, when you bring a paraduma, it has to be l'chol hadeis older than a year. Machlokes hatanam, how old it has to be, but it has to be more than a year old. Now we have an assumption, we have a principle that a trefa ain't a chayo yud beis chodesh. If the animal would have been a trefa, wouldn't have been able to survive for 12 months. So the paraduma, the animal that you want to use as para, is clearly over a year old, either para bashtaim or para bashalosh. Either it's between the first and the second birthday, that's called bashtaim. 2 years old. We call 2 years old after the second birthday. And the Mishnah is para bashtaim means in between the first birthday and the second birthday. So one tana holds para bashtaim, one tana holds para bashalosh. But for sure it's more than 1 year old. So Tosfos says if it's more than 1 year old, so the fact that it survived for a year shows that it wasn't a trefa 12 months ago, because trefa and a chayyid beis chodesh. And if it wasn't a trefa 12 months ago, so shtelach the chazok is status quo. It wasn't a trefa then, so we assume it's still not a trefa. So Tosfos says, how can you prove in the parsha paraduma that there's a principle of holchem achar haroiv, that the roiv behem is ksheris, they have a right to follow a roiv? The pasuk Achar Rabban Hatas happens to be talking about Ruba de Isa Kamon, where you have a split vote in the bezin. So Gemara says, how do you know that Ruba de Isa Kamon is acceptable? Maybe only Ruba de Isa Kamon. So Gemara says, you learn that from Paraduma. How can you ever accept the Paraduma for Tahara purposes? Maybe the animal is a trefa. So it's a raya that you go basaroi, v'roi behemis ksheva. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how is that a proof that you follow Ruba de Isa Kamon? Maybe it's a proof that you follow Chazoke. The fact that the cow was alive more than 12 months shows that 12 months ago it was clearly not a trefa. So then we assume, chazaka, status quo, if it wasn't a trefa 12 months ago, so it's still not a trefa. That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos gives answers on the kasha. So one answer that Tosfos develops is the following. 12 months ago, we didn't know whether the animal was a trefa or a kshera. We didn't know. Now we know retroactively. The fact that the animal survived 12 months, so now it's a gloy milsa l'mafrei that 12 months ago it was not a trefa. And now we're going to shtel at chazaka, we're going to say, well, since 12 months ago it was not a trefa, so we assume that it's still not a trefa. So Tosfos says the din of chazaka is not a birur, status quo. Is mevara that nothing changed? It's not a mevara. It's a din hanhoga. If I know that the animal was not a trefa, now I have a suffix over the week, maybe it changed. I assume that the status quo didn't change. That's a din anhoga. It's a gzeres hakasu. It's not a biru. Tosfos even claims on Gemaris that chazok is good even mavakam tar to this answering. You follow a shnei shvilin. So Tosfos claims that minatora, the one who went on this shvil, the one who went on that shvil, they're both tor. Not because of sofik tumah b'shus harab misveka tor. No, tar to this answer, you wouldn't apply sofik tumah b'shus harab. They're both tor minatora because of chazok. And it's only the Rabbanon that if they call bo lishol b'vasachos, you have to be machmar both to mechzikah chuchli etluba. That's what Tosfos writes in a few places. The Tosfos writes that chazaka works even when you have a tarted asasa. So Reb Shimishka points out in the Seif Mishariyosh, how can it work if it's a tarted asasa? So obviously it's not a beer, it's kinegan, like drinking the soup. that has little treif ingredients in it. It's vadois that you're drinking treif and soup. The answer is it's a din hanhaga. So here also, how can chazaka work? It's a din. The Torah gives you the right. The Torah tells you, if you don't know what the facts are, follow this principle in hanhaga. So that's what Tosa says. If it's a din hanhaga, it only works mikana l'habo. If I know now that the animal is not a treifa, then I have a right to assume chazaka, a status quo, that it didn't change. I never knew that the animal was not a treifa. I know now that 12 months ago the animal was not a treifa. But 12 months ago I didn't know whether it is a treifa. I knew it wasn't a treifa because of the Ruba de Leisa Kaman that wrote Behemoth's Chevy. So you can prove from Paraduma that you follow Ruba de Leisa Kaman. But you can't say that you accept the Paraduma and you don't have to be mesupik. Maybe it's a treifa because it's shtava chazaka. Chazaka, shlon is barra b'shaita, is ain't a chazaka. That's what Tosis says. So that's basically the same as saying that you don't apply bitl b'raiv koidim shenayda hatarubis. You only apply bitl. Bitl is a din hanhoga, like chazaka is a din hanhoga. You only apply bitl b'raiv when there's yediyas hatarubis. When you're aware that a Jewish person is aware that he has a problem on his hand. Let's say you have a factory where they process food, and the owners of the factory are non-Jewish. So there is no yediyas hatarubis. As far as they're concerned, they can eat all the non-kosher food they want. There's no yediyas hatarubis. Yediyas hatarubis has to me that a Jewish person is aware that he has a problem on his hands. The fact that the non-Jews are aware that there's an issue is lamala v'lamar. It's not an issue for them. You have to have yediyas hatarubis means that a Jewish person who has to observe all the mitzvahs hatarubis has the realization he has a problem. So then the Torah tells you how to solve your problem. Follow bitl beroy, or follow chazaka, status quo. But if the chazaka shlen is bara b'shaita, I never knew b'shas ma'isha whether the animal was a treif or a ksher. 12 months later, we are mevara based on an umdinen. The treif ain't a chayah yud beis chodesh, and now we know that 12 months ago it was kosher. But now I don't know if it's kosher now. It could be that in the course of the last 12 months it changed. So you can't extend the chazok. The chazok only works mikan al habo. If you know what the status is now, the Torah tells you you can continue to be noyig like that. So the pashtus is that's the nekudas hamachloikis between Abai v'Rava and our Gemara. Everybody's maskim, like the Nesida says, that the institution of Eidim Zayimim is a chiddush. Because it should really have been my chos, it's the tzai slahani, tzai slahani. It should have been a trade. It's an exception to the rule. The question is, what's the nature of the exception to the rule? So Abai says, it's an exception to the rule in that the Torah tells us to believe the second kateidah and not to believe the first kateidah. So if you believe it's a din, we give them honest to the second kat, we don't give them honest to the first kat. So if you give them honest to the second kat, them honest means it's bin nizbarer. If it's bin nizbarer, a birur is a lamafreya. A birur is not a din hanhoga. Dina hanhoga are only noig mikana labo. But if you have a birur, so it's been this barer that the first Adam told a lie. So if it's a birur, from the minute that they told a lie, they became possible Adams. They gave Ada Sheker. And Rabbi disagrees in the nature of the Chiddush. He says, no, they both agree that it's a Chiddush. Abai says the nature of the Chiddush is that we give Nemonis to the second cut, we don't give Nemonis to the first cut. So Nemonis is a birur. So birur is lamafreya. And Rabbi says it's not a birur. It's not that we believe the second cut. We are noheg. Even after the parsha of Edom Zamimim, it's still called Treya Trey. He's still treated like Treya Trey. The only thing is that the Torah tells us in this case of Treya Trey, we should be noheg in accordance with the second cut. So since it's only a din hanhoge, it's a din hanhoge only apply mikana lahaba. Once I realize that I have a problem on my hands, how am I going to deal with this case of a Treya Trey? So the Torah says mikana lahaba. After noy da hataruvis mikana lahaba, had to be noheg. So that's the machloikis Abai v'Rav. That's what the Gemara is going to say on the next daf. What if the first pair of Adam told the whole story? They say, Ganav etovah homach. Turkede dima. They say, Ganav etovah homach. And then later on, we're mazim them on what they said, tovah homach. You weren't even there in that country. He says, the two Adam come and they say, Ganav on Sunday, etovah homach on Wednesday. Then the second pair come and they're mazim, the first kat Adam. You weren't even in the Medina on Wednesday. We don't know where you were on Sunday. It could be that that's true. We don't know. But Tavach HaMoch on Wednesday, you weren't even in the Medina on Wednesday. So we accept the Hazoma. We don't make the Ganef pay the Dalet Bey. What about the Kefil? Do you say, Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzos Shabbat L'Kulo? They said the whole story about this poor Ganef. They said, Ganef et Tavach HaMoch. So would you say that Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzos Shabbat L'Kulo, if the first cut would have testified Ganef on one occasion, And Tavach HaMach, it would have been a different Haggadah say this, not Tech, they debra of each other. Then you can't say Eidish Abad Kumitzah Sabat Lukul, it's a different Eidish. But we're talking, everything was Tech Kedei Dibur of each other, and we say Tech Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. If you would deny, if you wouldn't hold from the din of Tech Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, so there wouldn't be a din of Eidish Abad Kumitzah Sabat Lukul. We're talking, you do believe, that's how we do believe in the rule of Tech Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So would you say that since the Haggadah say this, that they said on Tavach HaMacha was Huzam, so that's Batla, so Batla Mikzah Sabatla Kula, so the Ganef doesn't have to pay Karen B'Kefal, or should you say you don't say Eidah Shabatla Mikzah Sabatla Kula? So the Gemara says it depends on the Machlekes Abai V'Rava. According to Abaye, that Eid Zaymein, we believe the second Kat, we don't believe the first Kat. So we cross out the Eidahs that they said Tavach HaMacha is absolutely a lie. It's been Nisbara that that's a Haggadah Seidus B'Sheker. So since they gave the Eidus on Gonav, Terke the Dibur of Tavach HaMachar, they say Eidus Shabbatla Mesal Sabbatla Kula, it was Batla. The Haggadah that they said on Tavach HaMachar was Batla. Masheini came to Rava, it was never Batla. It's Trey Utrey. We leave it on the books. We leave there, the Mizimim say it's not true. So we put this in the file, we put that in the file, we don't know. So usually we wouldn't know what to do. Usually when you have trey, you don't know what to do. So you don't, you shave al-tasa, you don't do anything. Over here the Torah tells us, adin hanhoge, how to be noig. We should be noig in accordance with the second pair of Eidah, we should not be noig in accordance with the first pair of Eidah. But the Haggadah Seidus was never really crossed out. It's even after the Torah gives us the Parsha Hazama, it's still called trey. We never crossed it out, it's not called batla mitzasa. It was never crossed out. We're just not noig in accordance with the first kat Eidah. We are noig in accordance with the second kat Eidah. To the extent that Tosis asked the question, since according to Rav, the whole din of Hazam is a chiddush, it's only a din hanhoge, it's trey, it's just the din that you know he can give asisim like kasha zamam. So who says that you even possible first Eidim ladies? Maybe they're kasha ladies. Abai and Rav just have an argument that mafrei mikana labo. So Tosis says, why is it even mikana labo? If the whole din of Eidim zemimim is a din hanhoge, so it only says in the Chumash Din, "Vasisim la'kasha zamim la'salachu." You punish them. Who says that part of the punishment is that they become postulators? Maybe the postulators even mikana la'haba. So Taisa says that can't be. Ein la'hakris minolei demehem dina namzim la'foslam. Neimelach b'le'rabuy lechidusha vasisim la'kasha zamim ablei nifsolin. Maybe it's only the dinan hagav kasha zamim. Who says that included in the dinan hagav edim zemimim is that you pasul la'leiter? They said that can't be. That's self understood. That's what they answered. The Vada came in the Mshal Mamma and Rav Kolshken Shinim Son Amlin Achman Alach Tzad. Can't be. Has to be that that's included in the Din Hanog. But it's interesting that Tosfos entertained such a Havamin that according to Rav you should possibly say that they're not possible at all, even Mikan Alabo. So this is the fundamental. According to the Yeshivas, you have to say this is the fundamental Machloikas Abay V'Rav. What is the nature of the Chiddush of the Torah? Abay holds the Chiddush is at the second Kata Nemonim. If they're Nemonim, so a nemonis is a birur. A birur is the nizbara la mafreya. And Rav holds, no, it's only a din hanhoge. I was very excited. I used to say this pshat in the Gemara. And then once, around 23 years ago, I was giving shurim in Eretz Yisrael and a little kolo in Kiryat Arba. So they were learning Yeridaya, kolo for Sparta. So there was an older man there. So he said he heard this word from Rabbi Unterman in the name of Rabbi Shimishkov. Rabbi Unterman was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimishkov. So he said, Rabbi Shimishkov said that pshat, that the Rabbi says, Mikan al haba chidushu, that this is the Mokar and Shas for the din of Noida Hataruz. We are in Shulchanach here today, the only Mokar they quote Tosefta and Trumas. That's the whole Mokar. So Rabbi Shimishkov said, no. You see from this Gemara that you need Noida Hataruz. Whenever it's a din hanhoge, it only applies Mikan al haba. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll continue on Sunday. Sunday is a regular day? No, normal day. It's late enough to Dan Mincha, no?
I didn't check. It's close. Whatever it is, it's gotta be.